had to do had come upon him. And being in an agony, it meant the time was near, the problem was close, and what he had to go through was near. And so dealing with all of that, it brought extreme stress on his body. How many of you know stress can kill you? It can give you headaches, it can give you heart aches, it can give you high blood pressure, it can give you strokes, it can give you all kind of maladies. Stress is no joke. And you telling me the Son of God was stressed? Well, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you were stressed and you weren't in the situation like Jesus? If you're gonna be judgmental, come on now. Yeah, he was human, and yeah, he was stressed, but there's a reason why he was stressed, because Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16 reveals to us that we have a high priest passed unto the heavens, and that we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the infirmities of our feelings. And so he was tempted at all points, like as we are, yet without sin. In other words, Jesus had to go through everything he went through so that he could identify with every pain, heartache, situation, trouble, problem, issue that every human being on planet Earth has experienced, because he is our advocate. He is the one who has to tell the Father in heaven, when he pleads our case for mercy, why we ought to get mercy, because he's been there, done that. He's felt that. He knows what we're going through. He knows about tears. He knows about heartbreak. He knows about headaches. He knows about suffering, because he's gone through all of it. So you can't act like Jesus don't know what you're going through. You can't tell him because he don't know. Yes, he knows. He knows everything you're dealing with. So look at what the word says. Being in an agony, being extremely filled with suffering through his emotional and physical state. Now, Luke, again being the doctor, gives us the symptoms of Jesus's suffering. Read on, read on.
He prayed more earnestly.
Now listen, he prayed more earnestly after the spirit, the angel, had come down and strengthened him. He didn't stop praying. What did he do? He prayed more earnestly.
Yes.
He prayed more earnestly. In other words, sometimes you can't stop praying until you get your breakthrough. And a whole lot of us don't understand that the breakthrough comes on your praying ground. That's where the real breakthrough comes. Because when the real breakthrough comes, you're able to go through everything you got to go through. Here, he asked God to change his situation, but God chose to change his mind about his situation. And when he changed his mind about his situation, then he didn't have a problem going through his situation. I wish somebody would understand that we ought not always pray, God, change your will to accommodate my will, but know that God's got a greater plan that might sometime cause us to go through stuff we don't want to go through. But I promise you, when you come out on the other side, you're going to be better than you were, for you went in on the other side. All right, come on, read on.
And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.